Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Renowned therapist and parenting expert Atara Mala has blended 30 years as a successful private practice therapist with her own personal experience as a working mother to develop a proven parenting system that gives her clients the tools and confidence to achieve a more satisfying work-life balance and find calm in the chaos of their daily demands. Atara holds several advanced degrees and professional certifications and is founding director of both the Parenting University and the Advisory Center for Adolescence. She is a dynamic and inspiring keynote speaker who has served thousands of professional women and working parents through lectures and workshops around the world. And her new book is A Working Mother GPS, A Guide to Parenting Success for the Modern Working Mom. And certainly looking forward to hearing from you. And thanks so much, Atara, for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here, Eric. Thanks for inviting me on.
And certainly a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today on today's topic, per your expertise. So for starters today, if you would, Atara, what are the most prevalent kinds of mommy guilt working moms have shared with you?
Okay, I'm really glad you said most prevalent kinds, because you know we're each unique. Every business is different and demands different things from whether you're the boss or, you know, the director or an employee or heading a team. And each family is different and special and sometimes uniquely frustrating. So there are so many kinds of mommy guilt. But the most prevalent kinds, I can say, are divided into three. The first one is coulda, shoulda, woulda. Meaning a mom is busy, you know, investing in her studies, building up her business, going on business trips, whatever it is. And we feel that we could have and should have been with our children doing homework, taking them to the park on a beautiful spring day, or getting on time to their recital, which somehow we didn't make it to. And we didn't. And that kind of guilt of not being able to turn the clock back and missing milestones in our children's lives is painful and debilitating. So that's the first most prevalent kind.
And that is certainly one great example of that for sure. Thanks for that. Now, what made you decide to write this book, A Working Mother's GPS, A Guide to Parenting Success for the Modern Working Mom, at this point in your career? Get into some of those highlights and details.
Okay, so first we'll leave the other kinds of mommy guilt for them to find out on their own when they Google me. But this book really is my lifetime crowning achievement, because I'm a very real person. So I created a method which is called GPS, which stands for Guidelines to Parenting Success. That was before Waze, you know, when the GPS was the way we found our destiny and got to from point A to point B quickest and safest. And I founded a method because I wasn't happy with any of the other parenting methods. And being an initiator, I decided, well, if you're not happy, don't complain, just create something, which I did. But why I call this my crowning achievement is because then I went to teach this method and share this method in my GPS parenting groups to thousands of working moms, mostly on phone and on Zoom. That way I was able to, you know, reach people around the world. And I found that there were complaints and problems. They would say, oh, Atara, that sounded so great, but you know, it didn't really work in this or that situation. So keeping to the road analogy, I call those roadblocks. And then I incorporated those prevalent roadblocks, the feedback that I got from real working moms, and this book describes everything. It's there in all my flaws and all honesty, the great ideas, when they won't work, and then I even created something called speed tactics to help us along or, you know, avoid the potholes. And the book is chock full not only of real, implementable, and powerful, and proven skills, but stories. Obviously, I never would share something private, so I made a composite of different mothers and different children, and nobody can recognize themselves even in this book, but it is full of real experiences to touch the hearts, and so it can resonate with real moms trying to juggle their business and their family at the same time.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you looked high and dry for a solution. How is this new parenting method that you have created, the GPS system, different than all the other parenting methods, and why is it empowering specifically for working women?
So here's the thing. What I didn't like, and I'm, you know, not criticizing anybody specifically, was that most parenting methods either need to change with the age of the child. Like, one parenting method is good for toddlers, but it doesn't help you with teenagers, or not when they go into elementary school, or not when they're by grandma visiting. So once you get it, you keep having to change it with the age. Another problem was that most parenting methods make you learn an entirely new language. Like, you have to learn what time out is and what quality time is. And, you know, one thing that working mothers have in common is we don't have extra time and we have too much on our to-do list. And definitely a parenting method should not be something that is overwhelming. And two more things. I'm speaking quickly to get it in. Another thing is, most working moms need everybody around them to raise their kids. We need nannies and grandmas and neighbors and babysitters. And anybody who didn't read that book on parenting doesn't even know what you want or what you're doing. And the fourth thing is, I wanted a parenting method that would be just as effective at work as it is at home. So what I did was I created the GPS, which solved all these four problems. The first thing is, it's based on the three colors of the traffic light, the green, the yellow, and the red. I call it green love go, red authority no, and yellow trust slow. And everybody knows that you stop on red and you go on green, it's universal. You don't have to teach it to anyone. So the first thing is, everyone around you knows what you're doing as soon as you get them into it. The second thing is, parents don't have to learn a new language. We've known it since we ever crossed the street or drove a car. The third thing is, all my techniques are just as effective with children ages 2 and 12 and 22, meaning the whole gamut. And every single skill, which I can't say for other parenting books, because, you know, when they teach you how to get your kid to eat their peas or how to potty train them, that's not very helpful at work. But every single one of the GPS skills is just as effective at work, which is why at the end of each chapter, I devote specific pages on giving examples on how to use the parenting skills they just learned and discovered at work. So there's your answer.
And beautifully stated and responded to. Today, we're joined by renowned therapist and parenting expert Atara Malai, who has blended 30 years as a successful private practice therapist with her own personal experience as a working mother. She is the author of her new book, A Working Mother's GPS, A Guide to Parenting Success for the Modern Working Mom, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, as we move forward here, why did you decide to target working moms as your ideal audience?
First of all, I'm a working mom myself. I've raised 6 children. They're all, you know, married now and adults now. My oldest is close to 40. So this is something I live and I love. I never would allow myself to expound upon a subject that I don't feel eminently capable of discussing and describing. So besides my academic background and, you know, being a therapist for so long, the fact that I've gone through almost, I have sons, I have daughters, I have grandchildren, been there, done that, that made me choose this target audience. But even more than that, I think that every mom, most moms feel mommy guilt, but working moms feel it even more, because we are investing out of the house, out of our family, get joy and fulfillment and meaning from places in our career, in our studies, networking, you know, with our colleagues. That creates an unbelievable amount of mommy guilt. And I knew that this would resonate with working moms more than any other audience in the world.
And makes a lot of sense and right on target in every regard. Good stuff there. Now, what is one important thing a working mom needs to know so that she can achieve her goals both at home and at work?
Oh, okay. You know what? If I have to choose one, I would say, and this actually is what I end my book with, so spoiler alert, there is no perfect moment. You see, as working moms, we usually we're so overwhelmed and we're so tired, we want to wait for the perfect moment to take our kids out, or the perfect time to bake cookies with them, or when everything's done and all the laundry's done and the baby's down, to be able to read a book to our other child or have a heart-to-heart talk with our teenager. And I have learned in life that is just a recipe for disaster, because we wake up one day, look back, and see how many missed opportunities we had. So what I would tell anybody and everybody, but definitely working moms, don't make it a Pinterest moment. Don't make it picture perfect. Perfect is now. Whatever you have, grab it. If you don't have time to have special time with your kid, just grab the nearest kid and take them grocery shopping and make it, you know, an experience. If it's raining outside and you know what you're going to do, put a tablecloth over the dining room table and make them a cave and have a picnic underneath. I don't know. Use now. That's what I would say.
I like it. That is awesome. Good response there. Tell us as we conclude, what is the most important message you would like working moms to take from your book and your programs?
Well, I'd like them to know, because I have my GPS online parenting program, which is something that they get lifetime access to, because I know moms are busy and they keep going back to the program as their kids grow older. I'd like them to know you are in control. You actually know everything you need to know. You just need the road signs and the GPS to map out your own particular, specific, amazing parenting journey. So stay with your hands on the steering wheel and learn how to read the signs that are important to you. Make the most of every moment. Press the gas and forward to your parenting success. Speed along.
Well, Atara, it has been awesome to have had you with us, and we certainly appreciate what you do for the working mom out there. And I'm sure working moms that are tuning in would definitely want to check out your book as well as your services. Where's the best place to get further details online?
The best place would be to go to themommyguiltexpert.com. Again, www.themommyguiltexpert.com. And I also prepared a free gift for your audience. On my website, they get two free gifts, a download of the first chapter of my book, a sneak peek, and also something called the 1 Minute Mother, where in 60 seconds they can create wonderful memories, because we never have time. But for your audience, Eric, I created something specific and special. If they go to specialpodcastbonus.com, they will be getting something really special for listening, for participating, and for being your loyal fans.
And of course, we certainly appreciate that kind gesture. Again, Atara, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to another conversation.
Thank you so much. We'll be in touch, waiting to hear from all of you.
And listeners, that's an open invitation. Take advantage. We've been speaking with renowned therapist and parenting expert Atara Mala, who has blended 30 years as a successful private practice therapist with her own personal experience as a working mother, and is the author of her new book, A Working Mother's GPS, A Guide to Parenting Success for the Modern Working Mom. And for all the details, simply visit themommyguiltexpert.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.